אם תחנה עליי מחנה
קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, איגרת חכרב. כתוב...
From letter number 26 by בעל הסולם, it is written, A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate all around on the edges of the robe, and its sound is heard when he enters the holy place. The ephod vestment comes from the words A pod delet, where is the door? Since the delet door is in the place of the opening, when it is closed in corporeality, you can see the door just as you can see the opening. But in spirituality, you see only the opening, but you cannot see the opening unless with complete and pure faith. Then you see the door, and at that moment it turns into an opening because he is one and his name is one. That power to heed the word of the sages in this reality in Dalit is called faith, as it is not established at once but through education, adaptation, and through work. It is similar to the tutoring of a child who would be like an unturned stone were it not for the tutor who rears him. This is why this work is generally called a robe, as it is an overcoat beyond human conception, and in which there is a combination, as in the edges of the kli, which is the place where the yeast and the filth are collected. During the training period, he is in a state of to and fro, as are all those who seek the opening. And in the last moment of the march, when he is close to the opening, then of all times, he grows weary and turns back. That march is called Zahav, gold, from the words Zehav, give me this. As it is written in the Holy Zohar that the walking is done through the craving and the longing for dvikut, adhesion with him, and he longs and sings Zehav, Zehav. He is also called a bell because he doesn't have the strength to open and he turns back, thus spending his time going into and fro, time and time again, looking for the opening. Also, he is called Rimon because the Ramamut, sublimity of the above, the intellect surrounds him from all sides. Hence again, he is called Rimon, for otherwise he would fall entirely. In time, great filth and great anxiety assemble all around on the edge of the rope, both in the form of the bell and in the form of the rimon, around the apod delet, which has no edge. But why did the Creator do so to His creations? It is because He must make the voice for the words for the mouth of God to appear when he comes to the holy place, as it's written, when he enters the holy place.
Okay, we'll start interpreting. Golden bell and a pomegranate. Golden bell and a pomegranate. These are the stages when you get closer to the level of the great priest, Kohen Gadol. Kohen priest means bestowal, one who has nothing for himself, rather everything is for the sanctity. When he comes to the sanctified Kli, he sanctifies himself, thus is he corrects his own will to receive, so he has nothing for himself. Everything is for bestowal. And by what? Also a golden bell and pomegranate all around the edges of the robe. And this state is called apod, as he says. Maybe we should read it and go by it. It is written, a golden bell and pomegranate, a golden bell and pomegranate, all around the edges of the robe. And its sound is heard when he enters the holy place. The ephod comes from the words apo delet. Where is the door? Where should we be together? Since the delet, door, is in the place of the opening. When it is closed, this is usually over here. We can see the door, let's say it's over there, and then later we can open it. Then the door opens, we have an opening, and then we enter the next degree, the next state. In spirituality, it is not so. In spirituality, there is an opening, a door, and an entrance, and one, a person becomes one, because it is all inside me. The moment I change, I discover immediately, or almost immediately, but it's, I discover the door, which becomes an opening, the door disappears, it becomes an opening, and then it becomes my entrance. I don't see it from the outside. The moment I get closer, according to my qualities, from the Kli's side, I change into the door opening and the entrance to the new state. Therefore, he says, where is it? It is so in corporeality. You can see the door just as you can see the opening. But in spirituality, you see only the opening. But you cannot see the opening unless with complete and pure faith, meaning when coming to bestowal, and then it opens. He comes to the Kli, in which there are the desires that are revealed, and he corrects them. If he corrects them in order to bestow, then you see the door, and at that moment it turns into an opening, because he is one and his name is one. It becomes my Kli, and also the conditions that should be mine, and also the light as the next degree, because the lesser degree, the upper degree towards the lesser degree is like light towards the Kli. And he and his name is one. Is this clear? I can't hear you. Let's repeat this. He wants to say something simple. Whenever our Kli will become as the light, or it will be as the next degree, which is the same. The next degree towards me is seems like the light. The upper Kli towards the lower Kli, the lower vessel, is as light. So, when I equalize, resemble myself to the next degree, to the higher degree, is considered as I am going to the door, the opening, and the entrance to the next degree. He and his name is one. He is the light, and his name is the Kli. You do not remember this? We've studied this. What is he and what is his name? So when the Kli becomes equal in its qualities to the light, it turns out that it is he and his name is one. To the extent that I draw near to the upper quality, this is To this extent, I enter and I become the great priest. The priest, Kohen, means this, the discernment in the soul. When you get rid of the desire to receive totally, in a full extent, and you enter the desire to bestow the full faith, it is called. Full faith means that my light of chasadim, my will to bestow, is so great that I work not only in Galgalta Enayim, in bestow, rather even in Achap. If it is only in Galgalta Enayim, it is called to bestow in order to bestow. This is considered faith. If I also work with Achap, with the vessel with which I receive in order to bestow, my ego becomes as aid towards the others. This is called to receive in order to bestow. This is considered full faith. Faith is Bina, the vessel of bestowal, but it's not only that it's simple faith. Do not do upon your friends what is hated to you. Rather, love thy friends as yourself. I am working with my vessels of reception in order to bestow. This is called full faith. This is what he means by seeing the door and then the opening and the entrance all at once in spirituality. Therefore, don't expect to see it from afar and then to draw near. It opens immediately. This is a law, just as in corporeality we have laws. Either it happens or not. That's it. But because we know the laws, so we are imagining to ourselves, how should I put it? In advance, we know that this is the way it should be. But the laws are either it happens or not. Therefore, only under the condition that my vessel comes to the light, and it happens suddenly, like the exit from Egypt, then immediately the door becomes an opening and you enter immediately. And this is only in full faith, meaning if I can put a masach over my kli in order to bestow, and then I equalize myself with a higher degree. Up until now, it's clear. That power to heed the word of the sages in this reality in Dalet, in the door, is called faith. A person who wants to draw near to it needs to work on the faith of the wise. What does it mean? To the extent that he is cleaved, davuk, to the group, he conveys with this devotion, he has the power to draw near. From himself, he has no powers. This is why it is organized in such a way in this world that we have the teacher, a group, a teaching. Everything is in order to draw the light that reforms and to draw a person closer. And as it is not established at once, but through education. Just as we say, integral education, but what do we mean? That through all kinds of actions that we do upon people, they will receive through us the light that reforms, and this will also change them. This is what is called education from our side. It's not common education, as you can see everywhere, because that education does not change a person. It doesn't draw the light that reforms. Therefore, it is important that if you are going under our name to educate the public, you must be connected very well to the group, to the teaching, and only then to dissemination. Through education, adaptation, and through work. It is similar to the tutoring of a child who would be like an unturned stone were it not for the tutor who rears him. This is why this work is generally called a robe, as it is an overcoat beyond human conception. He must be, because human conception, human understanding, he has to be above that conception. In corporeality, we have mind. They are willing to annul themselves toward the upper, that he will take care of him. In corporeality, it's all organized according to nature. Just imagine this. If we were in corporeality, we would be born an adult with a mind, emotions, with his reason. To what extent you would be able to take care of him? You wouldn't be able. Until he becomes as a baby, that you can take care of him, to bow his head, to believe in you, to cleave yourself in you, to know that only he depends only upon you. How can you expect that grown-ups will do in such a way? But we should. We should take examples from this world. Ibu, Yanikam, Ochin. Otherwise, we will not progress. Well, if you can hear this, hear this. And what work his tutor has? The work is called an overcoat. As it is an overcoat beyond human conception, because he clothes himself. With this, he clothes the smaller one. In which there is a combination, as in the edges of the kli, where there is the bell and the pomegranate, which is the place where the yeast and the filth are collected, meaning specifically all the ego is over there, just as we learned that it is the klipot are even above the light. Mochatzamot gidim basar ve'or. During the training period, training means that we try, if we speak ourselves as craftsmen, we try to teach people in education, tutor them, train them, so they can grow from katnut to gudlut, to receive faith, meaning the power of bestowal. He is in a state of to and fro, as are all those who seek the opening in order to enter the higher degree, the door and the opening. And in the last moment of the march, when he is close to the opening, but he knows not because it is opened suddenly, in the last moment when you do the left and also the right, the left and the right, you organize it all. And you only need to create the means, then the opening is revealed. If he has not done this, then of all times he grows weary and turns back. That march is called Zahav, gold, from the words Zahav, give me this. What does it mean? What's going on here? What for? He has doubts. But we see to what extent this kli of gold, zehav, is precious. It's the most precious of all kelim, all vessels. But he himself is built out of disregard, disappointment, and whatever happens to us, as it is written in the Holy Zohar, that the walking is done through the craving and the longing for dvekut, adhesion, which is built gradually by many approaches to the entrance, but he can't enter because it's rejects him. There is such filth there, so he turns back. And then he again draws nearer and turns back. With him, and he longs and sings Ehab Zehab. And he is called a bell because he doesn't have the strength to open, and he turns back. Thus, spending his time going into and fro time and time again, looking for the opening. Also, he is called Rimon, pomegranate, because the Romemut, sublimity, of the above, the intellect, surrounds him from all sides. Wherever the filth is the greatest, he cannot skip above it. Rather, only through Romemut, above the mind. Hence, again, he is called Rimon, for otherwise, he would fall entirely. Meaning, only with Romemut, with his eyes closed, he can receive this from the teacher or the friends and the scriptures. In time, great filth and great anxiety assemble all around the edges of the robe, both in the form of the bell and in the form of rimon, which gathers around the epod, delet. Where is the door? Where is the opening? Is he there at all? And so forth, which has no edge. But why did the Creator do so to His creations? It is because He must make the voice of the words for the mouth of God. It's not where is Dalet, the letter Dalet. Aleph, Pei, Dalet. The letters Aleph, Pei, Dalet. Ephod become Aleph and Pei, meaning the Kli must extract out of itself the new term. It must take it out of himself to appear when he comes to the holy place. He begins from that to take out of the peh, masach, and the returning light. This is called kol, voice. Well, this is a very juicy part. It penetrates into my bones. Pamon zahav rimon, golden bell and a pomegranate. Yes.
At the beginning of the process, he describes here there's something very fundamental here, the strength to listen to the words of the sages. This is like the beginning of the process, to listen to the sages.
So then later, he adds this to you. He says that it's only under the condition that you make yourself as a baby, taken care of, that you're lane, and you give yourself to the care of the older, the elder, the group, the teacher. If you do not do this, you are not able to go through all this, because only they, just as it is written, the mother will come and will clean her son's nose. It cannot be otherwise. Just as we do in this world, taking care of babies. And he, from nature's side, is devoted to us. We should do it with our forces, with our own powers, to convey ourselves to the elder. We have no choice. Who will take care of you? Try to envision a baby, a huge baby, with a pacifier. A fool. Why do I say a fool? Because he's unable to subjugate himself to you. How will you take care of him? You're afraid of him. Yes? Like a huge monster with this such a great ego. How can you take care of him? You need to give him a bottle and to clean him up and to dress him and to take care, just as you take care of a baby. Only in a spiritual way. But it is truly so. And you put it, take him to sleep, and you wake him, and then later you begin to educate him. Give whatever is needed to his beast, you take care of his body, and then you begin gradually the inner fulfillment. Then he will need to annul himself more and more. How otherwise can it be? What did you think? Didn't you have such an envision? Yes?
When a person comes to study the wisdom, he's not... He's already a grown-up, he's not a baby.
Yes, but we know that you begin from not even being a fetus, not even a drop of semen. I haven't scrutinized, I haven't distinguished. It is as if it is in front of me, which is the Rishimon which I need to actualize. And now, I with my body, with my mind, with everything I have in this world, what do I do with this gift I have here, this drop? What do I do with it? Just as, where does he write? I am observing this drop. Yes?
So, when a person comes to study, he's like an adult, he's a grown-up person, he comes, starts studying, and then there's a process in which he divides what into two parts, what he hears from the teacher. There's a part that he accepts. If it's not interesting, if he doesn't listen, then okay, then he doesn't and leaves, and that's that. Or there are two parts where he listens and he says, okay, this I hear, this I'll do, and there are things that he hears and says, this is not worthwhile doing. Usually it happens in terms of dissemination. So what does this have to do with listening to the sages? How can I develop spiritually? What can I get from the teacher, from the Kabbalist, when I have this inner split? What can I get from the Kabbalist where there are part of things that I say, he's right, I accept these things, he's a teacher, he's greater than I am, and part of the things that, not that much.
This is natural. I can understand this. It's natural. Because you do not yet feel spirituality, and you cannot see him as a teacher, the spirituality in the teacher, and he judges, does it through his own flaws. And as much as you are corrupt, you can see the teacher as such. And it is clear that this is the way it happens. But here must be the power of the group, which will speak of the importance of the greatest of the teacher. And by this power of the group, if you respect them, if you are together with them in this work, to the extent that you can overcome with the group, you can overcome your own disregard, but this disregard is clear, it's natural. You cannot do it in any other way. But you were given means how you, with this disregard, which is intended from above, from nature, you were given means how to overcome it. Why should it be in such a way? Because by this, you draw nearer to the group, and through the group, you draw yourself nearer to the Creator. Therefore, this is the whole order of events.
But we see from life that it doesn't exactly happen this way.
That's because you disregard not the teacher. The teacher, it's for sure you disregard, but you disregard the group. It's because you cannot connect among yourselves as friends to have powers. And with this power, you can enter into any place. But you must overcome in something. Start from drinking wine together, as they say, with meals, with pleasant things. Start from afar. Let your ego feel it as worthwhile to be with the friends. And after doing this, it will be pleasant with them in some way. Don't think about spirituality. They're just good guys. And where do I have in our world such things? So we gather together, we have something nice, good, meals, songs. and begin from this, from afar. But you have the opportunity to reach this power of the group, and with this power of the group, adhere to the teacher and through him to the Creator, and thus begin to receive the light that reforms. And the fact that you reject all these things, that's certain. Who wouldn't reject them? Only a fool. A stupid man who doesn't understand what is this path, because his own nature is totally opposite. Man's inclination is evil from youth. It is opposing the way, the path, the teacher, also the internality of the group. It rejects. But it is not opposite from the outer exterior of the group. So people come and enter and you can take care of them. But the main difficulty is the fact that you don't turn the group to means to be connected together with the teacher, and the Creator, He will take care of it. And all these, here there is a danger to be just as Hasids, but they should also feel themselves as small in front of the teacher, just as a person should feel himself small with respect to the group, and more so towards the Creator. But that comes later. But to all the means that are in front of you in this world, you must organize them correctly. This is me, this is the group, this is the teaching, this is the teacher, and onwards I do not know yet, but I'm turning to sanctity. Over there, we will see it. You will see the door, the opening, and you will enter. Without this, it won't happen. These are things one must illustrate, maybe write them down, and each day to add and to correct it. You will have some page, let's say on the computer, then you can erase it and add easily. And also save all these versions. And thus you scrutinize them more and more and more until everything is done. You only need to understand, we are talking about rules, laws here. If you do not observe these laws, you will not be able to do it during this life. You'll have to come back again. And it will be the same until Reshimo doesn't go through certain conditions. It is not realized. These are laws. Where do you see in nature where there is no law? If you don't understand it, you think there is no law. But if you are able to discover it, you see. He gave the law and he shall not. He will always observe it. And as much as you can see, there's a law, and we should keep it. And the ego that doesn't want to keep them, that's okay. We can rise a little bit above it until with the troubles, I will draw farther away. Get farther away. So how will I do it? I need to acquire the values from the group. This is the way to detach from my egoistic mind. And besides that mind, I can receive through the light that reforms. That helps me get out of it a little bit to receive other ways of thinking. Yes.
For example, in recent years, we had different experiences and developments and dissemination. Suppose I didn't agree with some kind of a development. I don't agree, suppose, for the dissemination of the integral education.
That's the only thing you don't agree with?
Suppose this. And the whole group decided that besides disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah, you also open integral dissemination line.
Yes.
And I think it's a mistake. And I have no problem to sit and drink wine with you and so on. Only that I have this opinion that this is a useless action and I don't want to take part in it.
So, I have a question. Is this going with or against the opinion of Baal HaSulam? Where is it written that you said in the path of the, in the lane of the people? It's in the book of Matan Torah, where you should publish the wisdom of Kabbalah all over the country. The last generation, the Avot, Matan Torah, and so forth. Meaning this is his opinion?
Probably.
Okay, so wait a minute. First of all, we're doing something correct. But maybe this is not the time to do this. Maybe it should wait one more century. But the direction is correct. I'm asking, maybe I'm wrong also on this. Explain this.
No, probably that's how it is, but I have a different opinion.
Wait a minute. If your opinion opposes Baal HaSulam, you're in the wrong place. How can it be so? We are dealing with, I don't know what, and you are working with leathers and we're working with animals. You're a cobbler and we are, we have some other work. So go to a place and learn, study from a different scripture. Why do I all the time say the scriptures? There is no my books. It doesn't matter what is written in my books. Only the scriptures. Rabash, Baal HaSulam, sometimes Ramchal, Rav Kook, Agra, and certainly the Ari, we learn the Ari and the Zohar. And all through these books. If you do not agree to them, so why are you here? This is the first thing. Besides that, you should know that a guide, not me, he, Baal HaSulam. This means that what is written in his books, I must accept. With my mind, I can agree and accept, yes. And if not, I will still do it without my mind. Otherwise, I cannot reach the place where I'm tending. A guide means he takes a few steps forward and he says, come after me, left and right. I am going after him. I don't see the path. He sees it. I do not see it. Therefore, when I march, I place my foot, I ask him, this way? He says yes. Now turn left, not exactly like this, a little bit more to the left. This is called a guide. Even in our world, I'm going to climb some mountain or to do something on a path, I don't know what. I'm giving my life in the hands of the guide. It's not some guide who's walking in London, a tour guide. Do you understand? It is so in everything. This is called a scripture. Our guide is Baal HaSulam, here. We do not draw anyone, but if you come over, you should know that this is what we learn. But there are other places. There are many paths to the place. You can go out and search for yourself. That's what Rabash told me when I asked him, am I in the right place? I was 30 years old, full of powers, lacked nothing. I had health, money, everything, family, everything. I asked him, I am walking after you. I asked him even a sharper way. I'm walking after you. I should invest maybe 20 years until I reach something. I will be, what, 50 years old? What will I say later? How long do I have after the age of 50? You start counting from the end backwards. Just as you drive to some place, so you're sitting in the plane, in the beginning you say, how long are we here in the air? And then later you ask, how long do we have till we land? That's it. So after the age of 50, you start counting how long do I have? How much time is left? That's what I asked, very clearly. Then later, what will I do? How can I be certain right now that I am in the right place? I asked him very seriously, because this was really my question. That's it. He answered, go out and search. I said, well, this is the answer of the teacher. If this is what a person says, is this a sign that he is a guide? He should guide me also in this. And this was his guidance. That's it. You should search. I cannot tell you. Because you must come to a place and accept this place as a guide. And the guide, you close your eyes and you follow him. He is your Rosh. You have no choice. So if this lady or man, I don't know who is it there, they say that they do not agree, then you should ask. Could it be that Rav Leitman is wrong? Okay. But Baal Sulam, let's check him. If you check me according to Baal Sulam, I will be very glad, very glad. Because I myself want to be only as one who serves him to the public, not more. Passes him on to the public. So let her or him check, and then accordingly one should check if he is fit to walk this path or not. It's too bad for his time if he's with us and he doesn't agree, and thus in everything, only according to the scriptures. Do not count on my words at all. I am nothing. I just show you the places. Maybe they will understand my explanation or not. I don't know about that. But check Baal Sulam according to your mind. Reason. With these things, I think it is clear to us that this, what we should perform, execute, is what he says. I'm not talking about the attitude towards me. I'm talking towards the scriptures. But if a person is in a group which belongs to us, it is impossible that he is studying and he accepts some and doesn't accept other parts. Meaning his ego is more important than the path that we study. As essential, he may ask, how come we start doing right now? So we will begin to explain that this is the advancement of the world and the group, and this is the time, the phase in which we decide that from now on we must take care of the public. And then later, there will be more. In front of you, I tell you in advance, in front of you, there are more surprises on the path. Yes? So what? Without agreeing above reason, and I respect their opinion. But without this stage of accepting this, and specifically because they oppose it, they will accept this, they will not be able to advance. Yes?
Now, from what I feel, it's not like what you say, because I do feel that I'm advancing. Simply, there are certain issues in which I have a different opinion. I am advancing spiritually. I respect Bnei Baruch and Baal Sulam and Rav Leitman. I'm advancing, only there are certain things that I don't agree with. But okay. I have a different opinion.
I'll say it again. If you do not agree in spiritual matters, because you do not know them. You do not attain them. He who judges does it through his own flaws and these sorts of things. It is natural that it will happen. It is very natural. But if you do not agree with me in corporeal things, which this means according to your corporeal mind, in the corporeal realm, here, this cannot be. It is impossible. Because this is clear to you. You're not demanded faith above reason. You're demanded an action which is not called faith at all. Where we speak of faith, we need the influence of the group. And here, no. Accept this or you do not belong. Without even being able to progress even half a step. One should know, if he does not agree in a corporeal thing, he will never be able to accept a spiritual matter. He only fools himself that it's all okay, and nothing will emerge from his work. Nothing will emerge from it. Therefore, only few people come to the goal. Yes.
Previously, you gave these two nice depictions. One, sightseeing in London versus some dangerous stroll in the jungle. So in the jungle, really, I can't move to the right or to the left without the guide telling me where to go because I'll die. And that's clear. When we all walk around London, the guide could say, like this, like that, and in the meantime, I go strolling, go to the kiosk, and so on.
Because you are in the same degree.
So that's my question. Our spiritual development is more like London or like the jungle?
What kind of London you have in the spiritual advancement when you know nothing?
But I understand. I study.
What do you understand? What do you study? You want to enter spirituality, and the guy says, if you want to enter spirituality, you should do such and such. But you say, half of these conditions are not accepted by me, but I'll continue with you anyway. How can this be?
Look, please.
How can you continue with us if half of the things when you're climbing this mountain, you don't agree with half of these things? You need to be as a baby. You need to be annulled like a baby in the hands of the guide.
But I'm not a baby.
You're not a baby.
I did things in life.
You're less than a baby. What are you talking about? You're a huge monster with a huge pacifier in such a way, and this is your brain, so small. That's what you have. How are you envisioning this state?
I came to study Kabbalah, not at the age of 4 months, but after many years that I was in this world.
I told you, yes, also I came,
accumulated experience, discernment, I had my opinion about different things in life, which also brought me to this wisdom. And as a result of the things that I went through in life, I also have appreciation for the wisdom of Kabbalah. And I'm adding it to my life now, which is really something great. And every time I examine it with respect to my opinions and experience and all the rest of the things that I have, therefore I divide it in two, things that I do accept. And they do seem to me the right direction to develop, and other things I put them aside, I let other people to engage with them. Suppose Amit thinks that it's something good. Great, I don't oppose that. He can do it. I won't. And we see that this is a phenomenon that goes on for years, regardless of what happened. What the thing is, there are those that accept it and those that don't. Something natural.
Go on, I'm hearing. So, would this help you? Do you think there is a judge here and you are the public? Please have mercy on me. I'm so poor. I grew up with no parents. and so forth. What? Continue speaking. Go on. There is a law. Do you understand this or not? There's a law. The judge can turn the law this way or that way, so you can cry in front of him just as you cry in front of your parents and all kinds of people. You do these manipulations. But here there is a law. A law. That's it. You want to do it. Do it. You don't want to do it. Don't. Therefore, you climb the mountain, and some people fall. They fall to the great abyss. The Sitra Achra. They fall back. That's it. They will. How many people climb the king's mansion to the top where he receives them? Only few. But what is the attribute of patience? As he says that they had the attribute of patience, means that they did their best all the time to walk opposing their own mind and after the guide. Specifically, understand this. Those crumbs where you are stuck, clogged in your mind, and you cannot break through and do the opposite what the teacher and Bala Sulam demand, and you are stuck, don't say, I won't do this and all the rest I agree, because all the rest you agree in your ego. And here, opposing your ego, you are stuck. So here you need to ask for help and to rise, especially here, through these points. Those points you are stuck, you do not want, you can't. Especially here, you will advance these dots, a dot and another dot. Another dot will become a line which will bring you to the king's hall. Specifically these points, I can't explain, I don't have the words. What can I do? All the rest of the things you say, but all the rest I agree. Thank you very much, you agree. But in the rest of the points, you are not at all in spirituality. The spirituality is only in these points where you do not agree. Only point after point, anything you do not agree, and you must agree by the surroundings, by the teachings, by anything you want. It doesn't matter, but be cautious. When you go to this acceptance, that it won't be acceptance as some property. You say, yeah, I'll go to dissemination as I say, maybe I'll gain something. That's not above reason. You're trying to gain something. Corporeal.
So, was the right thing to do?
Be cautious in the points of friction, not to turn these points into something worthwhile, that I will go to dissemination and I'll be great in front of the crowd, maybe I'll make some money or do something else. No, you must go at these points, go above reason. And from these few points, you will have a line. Well,
in these points, my feeling.
Didn't we speak about this yet?
No.
Okay. Well, I see that it's.
In these points, my feeling is that you're simply wrong.
Of course, it seems to you that we are wrong. And the Creator is not wrong? Tell me, Emmanuel. Tell me, did the Creator did not make mistakes? Why didn't He put us in Switzerland instead of here with these pretty neighbors of ours? Why not? So we won't have peace and quiet. So, wasn't it a mistake? Certainly. Mister, The path is against your ego, meaning against your desire, against your will, and against your brains, your mind. Each time you have to overcome these points which are against your will and your mind. And each time, more and more, I can't understand you. Is this a novelty? Yes?
And those friction points.
These points are the points of the spiritual path. They will become the door, the opening, the entrance. To him, he and his name are one. It's always above your reason. Above reason, there is the next phase. All the rest that you agree with, I'm with you. What meals, what friends, what trips, what things, all the rest has nothing to do with spirituality. It only escorts you, especially to show you that these points are the important ones. The points are those were important. The points are important. And here, on the one hand, you have the life of the world, this world, and on the other side, you have the life of the group. And everything is organized, nice and clear. Here, it's, everything's all right, and you're left, and you're right. Only here, I'm stuck in a few things. No, it's not that bad. I'm stuck, so I don't agree with them. But in the left and in the right, I agree with them. I'm in the life of this world. I get married, I have a family, I work, I do everything. Also in the life of the group, I'm with the friends, I'm with everybody. Everything is nice, I pay my sale, I participate in everything. It's only here when I come to some situation, so I'm stuck and I don't agree. But I'm going to the right and to the left, I have no problems. Certainly you have no problems because over there your ego agrees with what's going on. So, identify the place where there could be a door, an opening, and an entrance. Yes. And this place is hurts you the most. I don't want to evoke it in myself because this is true friction over there. It's really, there's a sting there. Where does he write about the sting? Yes, there is there. Did you find the previous one? I'm observing a drop.
I think it's by Rabash.
Well?
I look at a small point called love of others.
Yes. Continue, but... but bring it to the lesson. Yes.
It's not that it's simply pleasant to be on meals with you and everything. I'm impressed by your lessons and the writings.
Yes, with your mind, sure. That's very nice.
You're saying, I wouldn't come otherwise.
You're saying it this way. In the emotion and also in your mind, I'm with you. I'm together with you. I love the studying, talking about all kinds of things, and also with the emotion. I'm totally with you. I even add, I buy, I serve you, and I What else?
It's simply that sometimes when you take decisions that seem wrong to me, and I forgive you for the mistake, I agree to be with you nonetheless, you'll probably grow up, see the error of your ways, and, you know, repent, because the place itself is wonderful, the wisdom is tremendous, and I have no alternative. So I accept it that in the meantime, you don't understand some specific things, but with God's help, tomorrow you'll correct. And in the meantime, I'm here to, you know, correct you, help you.
Continue.
I'm continuing. That's exactly the question.
Yes. What do you think? You're the only one? I can tell you.
No, what I want to...
Is it a problem to find others? Maybe there are some here. I'm not disregarding you and people like you. There are 99.9% of the students. But gradually you come to questions, just as you ask. You're asking right now. And now, after quite a few years, like you are with me, they begin to feel somewhat, to see this point in which they are stuck. And beginning to understand that in this point, there lies the opening. There will lie the opening. It is not yet the door. Rather, if they will walk above reason, it will open. It will be shown as the door, the opening and the entrance, only in this point. Search for them among all the rest, because all the rest is my ego. This is the ego, and this is the ego, and over here, where I am at, the outburst can come only with faith. Yes.
Suppose that Amit is my friend, and he sees this inner point of split that happened between me and the group, and he comes up and says, "Oh, and look, these are the lessons, this is how we study," and so on. And suppose not only Amit, but also Yaniv will come up and say something. And I feel uncomfortable. Why? Because they come to change my opinion. I have a certain opinion, and they come, and they have different... they show me books, they say it's like this, it's like that, and they try to change my opinion, and that makes me...
Because you don't agree in your mind.
Yeah. I'm ready to accept their mistake. And with God's help, I hope that they'll understand it, and so on, some time. And yes. In the meantime, I'm ready to be their friend, to continue with them on the path, and what they give me is this feeling, they're transmitting a sense of... that something's wrong. And so this is what I understand. I accept them. Why do they have this attitude?
Of course it's uncomfortable. You feel uncomfortable. Tomorrow, we will come and say, "Oh, you must wear a clown's hat and shorts or some other thing such, and red." Yes, red trousers, or blue and red. So what will you say? I'm asking you. This is a very practical, logical debate. Some people go this path, others walk the others. It's a large crowd, so I either go with them or with them. I'm going according to the crowd's opinion, either with them or those. I'm not going with the communists, I'll go with, how do you call the others, capitalists. But these and also those, and they're accepted in society. So they're such and they are such. But what will happen if tomorrow they'll tell you something that is totally unacceptable in the society? Well,
I suppose that I won't want to walk around with a clown's hat.
You're unable.
No.
It is a problem. What would you do, with you?
Whoever wants can walk around with a clown's hat, and if you don't, no problem.
That's impossible. The group must be unified. We must draw nearer to the goal. This is what I'm saying. If the purpose demands, according to Bala Sulam, if it demands such kind of clothing, so this is what we'll need to do. What will you do?
I'll continue being your friend.
No, you're not a friend. A friend, chaver, is from the word chibur, connection. This won't help. It's too bad we're discussing this. It becomes just... But I'm telling you, just as walking with a clown's hat, you should go with dissemination of the integral education. This is not a question. There is a guide. There's no question here. I'm telling you, the guide is Bala Sulam, is not me. I just explained this to you. And this is what we should perform. And if you are not in this, it's too bad that he's with us. It's a pity. Because he goes with only where his ego will allow him, he will be with us. And where he's demanded a little bit above reason, he cannot walk with us. I do not disregard these people, because they have a strong reason, and they will progress in a nice way, but if they do not overcome it, they are just opposing everybody. They are the ones who are drilling a hole in the generalship of ours. That's it. Therefore, they have no place in our ship of Aravut. Mutual guarantee. There cannot be 1,000 views here. We've learned this many times. I'm telling you, the path is constructed. You've learned math. The line is, I forgot the definition. The line is, also, I'm having the trouble saying it in Hebrew. The line is the combinations of dots where every point has differential. I don't know how to put it. Well, find the definition. It's sum total of points, but in such a way that they don't have each point doesn't turn to a different direction. It has to be connected to the previous one and to the next one, and accordingly, all these dots build the line. That's the only thing that will bring your line to the king's court. That is it. Only here. This is the entrance. Only in such a way. You have no other way. All the rest, with your ego, this is your ego, on your left, it celebrates, you can agree with us, but it has nothing to do with the path. From this whole, everything you see around you, all you need is these points. That is why Bala Sulam says he's glad for the evil that is revealed. If they are not revealed, how will I advance? This gives you the sanctity of the day, especially. The light shines and places these obstacles for you. And I'm glad for them, for the fact that they are revealed. And also, I'm glad to see it revealed in the students. Without this, we have no work. You don't want the work? Okay, so you will go to the left or to the right, to the Hasids, to the ones who oppose. Over there and over there. Go ahead. There's no opposition there. There's no faith above reason. You don't have to do any of this. You learn each day, you learn a few pages, you need nothing else. Here you must have the power of the society and the power of the teacher and the power of the Creator in order to draw the light that reforms. You must stand in front of Mount Sinai, the mountain of mutual hatred, and especially wanting to connect, wanting, you're unable, but you want it. This is a condition to receive the Torah, the light that reforms, that will shine from the top of the mountain. All right, we'll go on. No, we've scrutinized this enough. Questions? You see, that's a good part, that's a good passage. I think that if you just read it, it's not very clear. You didn't interpret it. A golden bell and a pomegranate. We will interpret some more of it. Yes, this is a great thing. Let's go on to the next part of the lesson. Where is our Zohar?
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.